Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today it's the house of Bash Gabriesen, and we are with Jean-Philippe. Jean-Philippe, how are you?
Hi, thank you. Bonjour, Max.
Bonjour. So, what are we tasting today?
Today we are tasting the XO Premium. It's a blend of Fambois, Petit Champagne, Grand Champagne, and 20 years old cognac. The average is 20 years old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to taste and to comment that that blend. Mm-hmm. You know, and by Gabrielsen, we love to make blend with a lot of freshness, with a very discreet wood, and with a blend of only a few different kind of cognacs.
Yeah, good idea. So this one is again at 40%, I assume?
That one is at 40%, yeah. Yeah, the right balance between alcohol and flavors.
And as you mentioned before, you do prefer to use not too many different lots, not too many different eau de vie. So how many did go into this one?
About 15 different cognac, because I choose to blend the Fambois for their fruitness and the Petit Champagne, the Grand Champagne for their floralness and the length. Thanks to the Grand Champagne, the fruitness from the Fambois is carrying longer time on the palate. It makes the blend more longer with a pleasant aftertaste. So this XO is cognac with a great smoothness. It was the goal when they made that blend, was to make a very round, smooth, and warm cognac. So with fruitness, the scents of jasmine and iris perfectly match with a fruity flavor of banana and plum as well. As note of toast, alzetness, candied fruit, dry fruits and candied fruits, and of course, like most of those cognac over 20 years, they are almonds and mocha, thanks to those 20 to 30 years old Fambois in the blend. And the palate, the cognac is still lovely despite its age and reveal the famous and delicate Rancio hints. We really talk about Rancio for that XO Premium because it's a very old XO. You know, the minimum age to make an XO is 10 years old, but that one is really over. That's why we call it the XO Premium.
So when did you create this XO blend?
I created this XO in 2005, more than 50 years ago. It was a blend thinking to those people who really enjoy the old cognac without too much tannin. So the goal was to concentrate only the fruitness from the grapes and have a little part of older tannins, but just to serve, to add a structure, to add intensity to the blend. But first of all, to add value to the grape flavors with a great smoothness.
And how shall we imagine, how do you manage to recreate this cognac over and over again, more or less, right? So how do you do that?
more or less. That's a great challenge for all the blend, is to select years after years, blend after blend, all the cognac we need to make something complex and regular in quality. But the secret is to have large stock of old cognac. And in our cellar, we have many, many different kind of cognac, and we are able to follow that quality for many years, actually.
Hmm. Do you still have a Dame Jeanne with the very first XO Premium from 2005 or so?
Yes, yes, that's true. We keep a sample of those cognac to be sure we are still in the same aim, in the same style. So yes, that's one of the key points, is to be always in contact with the past and to be sure we are following the tradition of the original blend.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe, for this tasting, for presenting this XO. And I hope to see you soon in the cognac region. Yeah, thanks for all that. And
yeah, thank you, Max. Thank you. You are welcome in the Bas Gabrielsen.
Merci, merci.
You are welcome, and all people are welcome to visit us, and it will be very a pleasure to have a tasting all together.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. Have a great day. Au revoir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.